The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call in today, we're at 907-458-8255, 458-TALK. And I do not have my guest. I was supposed to have one of the carvers or a couple of the carvers that are participating in the Ice Alaska event, and they have not shown up yet, so hopefully they do show up and come in. But if they don't, hey, it's a call-in Monday, the day after the Super Bowl. What do you think of the Super Bowl? You know, it. First of all, no matter what, is a good game. No team, it wasn't a blowout. No team jumped way out in far in advance early to where you couldn't catch up. Yeah, low scoring first half, 10-3, but we're spoiled Americans, so we expect that sort of thing. But overall, it's a good game. It went to overtime, and in overtime, it's a whole different setup. It's like as the referee said, it's a brand new game, and they went until. Both teams had the ball. One team got the San Francisco 49ers got a field goal. The Kansas City Chiefs got a touchdown, and that's where it ended. Great game. Depending on who you liked, you know, this is the thing about it. August, September, everyone who watches football is thinking their team has a shot. By mid-November and then Thanksgiving, teams start falling, and they're not going to make it to the playoffs. But also, other teams start rising. Very good teams start, coming out. They've put their season together. Detroit was like that this year. Very good. You know, no one saw them coming. I have a feeling they're going to be good for a few years to come, and boy, if you're a Detroit fan, you finally got something to cheer about. San Francisco. You could tell all year long they were good. Philadelphia. They started out as the best team and faded quickly. So you never know what's going to happen. Dallas, we were up, we were down, we were up, we were down. Then we got the holy poop kicked out of us in the playoffs. That's life. On the AFC side, Baltimore. Boy, I was surprised that Kansas City got by them. But, you start out August, September, every team has a chance. Then as you go along, teams fall, teams rise, and you get into the playoffs. And that's where it's anyone's game. No one, the bets were basically that the Niners and the Ravens would make it to the Super Bowl. But here are the Chiefs. They make it to the Super Bowl. They beat the Ravens at Baltimore, and then they win. They win in overtime. So kudos to them. Kudos to them. If you did not like the game or did not enjoy the game, I really didn't enjoy it that much because, the commercials were not the best. Halftime entertainment, didn't really watch it. I never do. Don't take it personally if you liked it or you didn't like it. I'm doing other things. I was fixing some food. But on the commercial side, because the game was as it was, everyone stayed and watched the game. Therefore, all those commercials were quite relevant. It wasn't a blowout in the beginning. It was overtime. So everyone's watching the commercials. And there were some good ones. Mainly, whatever. Seemed like there was too many musicals. With all the commercials, there were musicals. Maybe that was the theme, you know. But who knows? Who knows? I went to my friend Doug and Linda's house, and boy, they had a spread. They had, there's this four of us, and they had four charcuterie boards. Linda, boy, when she puts on a spread, it's a spread. Four charcuterie boards. One was for desserts, cheeses and meats, fruits and vegetables. Oh, my goodness. I made chicken wings. I blew it horribly. Screwed it all up. That's life. Luckily, we had so much good food, I did not have to order a pizza. Remember, cook bold, cook well. Don't worry because pizza's 30 minutes out. My wings were, did everything right, but I overspiced them, and I put in too much heat. I put in an extra kick of cayenne and an extra kick of six-style chili in there. And with the extra rub, is this too much rub on the chicken wings? Then I was going to put them in the oven at 400 degrees, and I was over at some friend's house, and he had just got done cooking a pork butt because we had carnista tacos. And so he said, "You want to smoke them in there?" I said, "Yeah, I should have smoked them. You know, it was 45 minutes of smoke. I should have probably smoked them for about an hour and 10 minutes because of the temperature styles, heat styles, dry heat versus just a little bit of moisture in the wood." So anyway, chicken wings did not turn out well. That's life. What the heck? And then on Saturday, I'm out looking at real estate. I still do that. Very good at it. Out looking at real estate. Driving back, and it's 103, which means it's time Fairbanks Foodies is on. Fairbanks Foodies. And I had scripted and produced a very good show. It was all about Super Bowl food, the first half, and the second half is, guys, what you're doing at Valentine's Day. So I turned on the radio expecting to hear it. And it was a previously recorded show from a year, if not two, earlier. Because they were talking about, you know, I had my friend Rob Hicks on, a good foodie. And they were talking about the last a Super Bowl where the Rams were in it. And so that was a few years ago. And so I texted Glenner, and he went through everything, and he put everything in correctly. And the computers, the technical gods of this North Korean equipment that I recorded on, put it in wrong, I guess. So that's what happens. And anyway, it's a very good show. It's available also. Glenner did put it out there, and he put it on. Oh, let's see what else he put on. He put it on Facebook to KFAR. He put it on his Facebook, and We Love Fairbanks with a link. So if you want to hear food for the Super Bowl or just food in general, go there. And also, if you need ideas for Valentine's Day, he gave some great ideas. And basically, guys, if you haven't made your dinner reservations yet for Valentine's Day, you might be in trouble. My recommendations to you would be the Pump House and the Turtle Club, because they have different seating time frames. That, you know, you can get there from 5:30 to 8:00 and get a seat. So smaller venues, they're sold out. Don't ask me how I know that. I found out the old fashioned way a week ago by calling in too late to a couple places. So, hey. Anyway, it's a nice, warm day. Have you looked at our coming up weather? Oh, my goodness. You know, we come out of 1 week ago, we're at minus 50 below. And by this Thursday, what's it going to be? It's going to be up to 30 above. Wednesday, 34. Tuesday, 38. Oh, thank goodness. But that's Fairbanks weather for you. We're going to take a commercial break. Again, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. I'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Honda EU 2200i generators are $200 off now at the Woodway. Be ready for the next winter cold snap power outage. Take advantage of these savings and keep your lights on. Buy your dependable Honda generator now. And there's still plenty of winter left. Buy your brand new Honda snow thrower. They were ordered last June and they're finally arriving. Buy yours while you can for the snow yet to come. Honda generators and snow throwers. Be ready the Alaskan way. The right way. The Woodway.
When my daughter gets a cold, I have a secret weapon. DayQuil Kids Berry from Vicks. DayQuil Kids is specially formulated to treat kids' most bothersome cold and cough symptoms quickly. And the best part is that DayQuil Kids Berry
tastes really great. Aren't you supposed to be resting?
Maybe.
DayQuil Kids Berry. The kids' berry-licious daytime congestion, coughing, stuffy head, stuffy nose, just for kids. Medicine. Safe for kids 6 years plus.
Hey, what are you doing up on the step stool?
About to clean these light fixtures. The whole family's coming over, and if there's even a speck of dust in the house, my abuela will find it.
Here, I got a Swiffer duster to help with that.
A Swiffer what?
A Swiffer duster. It has this cool extendable handle that reaches 6 feet to get high and low, with fluffy dusters that easily trap and lock dust.
So, no more step stool?
No more step stool.
Easily trap and lock dust from hard-to-reach places with the Swiffer duster. Love it or your money back.
KFAR weather.
20 today under mainly cloudy skies. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 15. Highs level off around 31. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. A mix of clouds and sunshine and dry. Wednesday and Thursday, upper 20s. Wednesday, mid 20s by Thursday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here. If you have anything to call in about, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. I guess my guest isn't going to make it, have not heard, but we'll get, throughout this month, we'll get some more carvers on. We had a carver who was on Saturday's show. Those recorded. It's anyway, he came up from Dallas, Texas, I believe, and he was on Explore Fairbanks, and they go at 1:30, I believe, on Saturdays. And so it's interesting. I was here when he was recording it, and I enjoyed him and thought he'd be here, but darn, guess not. Now, this Friday, actually, before we get to Friday, let's look at what type of sports town Fairbanks is. What is our biggest local sports? It's not baseball. It was baseball when I was growing up. Basketball's always been there. It's hockey. This is a hockey town. And this Friday is Hockey Week. That's right. It starts this Friday. This Wednesday, I will have the people who put on Hockey Week in the studio. So you're going to get a full ensemble description of what goes on during the week, the Hall of Fame game, the Hall of Fame introduction, the different programs. It's Fairbanks is a hockey town. Randy Zarnke, he really started this whole ensemble, and he's handing it off. He'll be here, but his next in line is going to be also in the studio with us. So it continues. It continues. It's Hockey Week. Very Fairbanks. You know, it's, you look at Melissa Burnett. her son plays on two different teams, one high school, they just got done, and then her daughter and her son play hockey. Sporting family. One time this year, her husband was going to Vegas with a team, and she was going to Anchorage with a team on the same weekend. If you're a hockey parent, you're incredible. There is no more sporting dedication than hockey parents, hockey moms and dad. They have a long season. Their team, to get on the ice is usually unique time frames, you know, 6 a.m. They start, if their season starts in September, October, they're on the ice in August. They play with the same line, same shift, same teams for years. They have a camaraderie, education. We got great coaches. We got great volunteers and great coaches in hockey in Fairbanks. You know, look how many local products go out and play, you know, the different programs in high school. Look at how many go on to play college. We usually have one or two local players up at UAF. Look at UAF. Look at the Ice Dogs. You know, we have not lost to Anchorage in the Governor's Cup in, what, 10 years now? The Ice Dogs, they're usually in their league top 3 to 5. They did not do well last year. New coach, Rob Prophet, general manager, sort of like the founder of the Ice Dogs. He's going into the Alaska Hockey Hall of Fame. This is a hockey town, bar none, and a good thing, and a good thing. We play good hockey up here. We enjoy good hockey. You know, the toughest ticket in the state of Alaska, the toughest ticket to get is a hockey ticket when UAA comes to UAF to play hockey. It's no holds barred. This year, UAA looked really good. UAF, for the 10th year in a row, prevailed. It was great. I'm a Fairbankson. Anytime we beat Anchorage, beat up Anchorage, I just enjoy it. So, hey. Now, on a different subject, if you read today's paper, it's going to get really interesting. Mayor Ward, the Fairbanks North Star Borough, came out, and he said that they've done an audit, and I believe they have an extra $12 million available for the borough to designate, and they're looking at the school district. So he brought up the question, and it's a great question, why should we have a local election in April when this can take care of the short-term issue? This can take care of the short-term issue. Then see what the legislature does. Are they going to, you know, increase the BSA for an increase in continuous funding that can give the school district a better budget insight? So this should get really interesting. Now, if you need to raise $10 million by raising your mill rate, a special assessment, the borough, they keep going back to real estate taxes. That's where they go. That's the only place they go. It's the easy, it's low-hanging fruit. Boom. Now, if you're in an apartment building, if you're in an apartment building, the owner of that apartment building is going to pass a tax on to you. However, if you own and live in your own house, have vacant land, things like that, own and operate your own business out of a piece of commercial property, that's on you. So don't think that a tenant is going to take this cost individually and only. No. So, again, everyone pays, which I guess is, if you look at it, it's fair if everyone's paying. But it's just one segment, one source of revenue. And if they do have a special election, there's no dedication of those funds. So I think Mayor Ward has the right approach. we can use this to take care of this year, most likely. See what happens with the legislature. See where the new mayors stand in. You know, do you want to remove the tax cap? Those are always votes. What do you want to do? We're going to take a phone call. Good morning. You're on KFUR Radio, and your name is?
Jim.
Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to get your people. Hello? Can you hear me?
Let's see. Good morning. You're on KFUR Radio. Are you there?
Hello.
Yes. Gotcha. Got the, it's, again, this North Korean equipment. Sorry about that.
Okay. Hey, I just wanted to get your audience revved up about the Tetlin mine. For the last month, they've been running trucks back and forth, and I haven't heard a word about any complaints at all. So I don't know what everybody was complaining about to start with.
Well, you know, something new, something, you know, it, we'll see what it does. You know, I'm one of those, it'll be proved one way or another. They've started, like you said, no complaints yet. And hopefully it's all safe and sanitary and satisfactory. The three S's. What the heck?
They seem to be doing all right on the highway, and instead of going around through Van Horn and everything else, I see they're going right through regular Fairbanks, right through by Fred Meyer's and Home Depot and every place else. So.
Are they going up the Stees? They're supposed to go, you know, I don't know their direction and how they're doing it, but they were supposed to drive down, coming in from the Richardson, go down and take the overpass and go down to Pegger, turn right, go from Pegger to the Johansson Expressway, up the Johansson Expressway and turn left onto the Stees Expressway. I'm not seen one of these yet. So I don't, you know, I just haven't seen one.
I see them every day.
Okay.
And they're going right past Fred Meyer's and Home Depot. They're on the Richardson. They're on the Stees. And they haven't, you know, no one's complained so far.
You know, here's the things that I watch for: short term, midterm, long term. You know, short term, the eyes of Alaska, the eyes of Fairbanks are upon you. Will there be complacency on safety or drivers later on? Let's hope not. Now they say this is a 5-year project. Long term, is this more than a 5-year project? And you know, have they earned it being longer than a 5-year project? Just some of my thoughts.
They seem to be, you know, I've passed some of the trucks on the road here. They seem to be, you know, obeying the speed limit and everything else. So,
yeah, they also have the GPS trackers on there, so they're going to know if any driver is out of character or doing anything wrong. So,
oh yeah,
yeah, my goodness. So, who do you want in the Super Bowl?
Seahawks.
So does the general manager and the program manager here. But yeah, that didn't happen. So did you root for the Niners or the Kansas City? I didn't root for either, but
I couldn't root for the Kansas City, but I did root for the 49ers because they disappointed me at the end.
Yeah. Good game at the end. Enjoyed it.
It was a good game.
Well, hey, I got to take a break for our commercials and stuff. Thank you for the call. You have a great day. Yep. In Fairbanks, we're going to take a break. We're going to have some bumper music. This is obviously from Glenner. It's Green Day, Know Your Enemy. Then we're going to have some Fox News, some state news, some weather, some commercials, and we will be back.
Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
At the National Association of Counties Legislative Conference in Washington, he spoke about the negotiations for a bipartisan border deal, including a bill that failed to pass the Senate last week.
The MAGA Republicans, a minority, but a powerful minority, they went out and they killed the deal. My predecessor said he didn't like it. It was a loss for him. We have to end the political games, folks.
There are new concerns about the health of Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. He was admitted to Walter Reed Critical Care Unit for a bladder ailment. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul says these health concerns may jeopardize American security.
Nobody likes to see the Secretary of Defense incapacitated in the hospital because he's got a major bladder infection from prostate surgery.
And the congressman's comments there on the Fox News channel. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Fairbanks Daily News Minute reports a federal three-judge panel heard oral arguments last week regarding whether the Willow Oil Project in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, should be allowed to be developed. Environmentalists, including the Center for Biological Diversity and a grassroots Alaska Native group, Sovereign Inupiat for a Living Arctic, have been suing to stop the ConocoPhillips project since the Biden administration approved it in March of 2023. Arguments held before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco centered on the group's claims that the BLM failed to consider a range of plans. Eric Graff, on behalf of the Center for Biological Diversity, raised the issue in his opening comments. The BLM approved an environmental impact statement that refused to evaluate the effects of any alternative that stranded economically viable oil in ConocoPhillips leases. It did so because it concluded it lacked the ability to approve anything but a full field project, Graff said. Graff argued that the BLM has the responsibility to extend maximum protections to an area and only allow development to forward to the extent of certain criteria.
Live online at KFAR660.com.
Don't get stranded. Have your battery tested for free at Batteries Plus. We carry top quality replacement batteries and offer free installation on most makes and models. Visit us in person or shop online at batteriesplus.com.
Get a grip on winter with a Bridgestone Blizzak studless snow tire from GCR Tires and Service. Blizzak revolutionized winter driving with dependable acceleration, turning, and braking on snow and ice ever since it appeared on the winter tire scene. For your pickup and your car, discover why Blizzak is still the most imitated tire on the market today. Be in control of Alaska's winter driving conditions with Bridgestone Blizzak. Buy yours from GCR, the Tire Guys, Taming the Alaskan Road, Van Horn at Cushman.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30. Brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company. Followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30. Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m. And Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back in the studio here, enjoying the day, enjoying the company of people I work with, so sorry about that little bit of dead air there. Upper management will come in and slap me around a little bit and berate me and hit me over the head with my North Korean equipment, I'm sure. Anyway, but did you enjoy the Super Bowl? Yes, no. We're at 907-458-TALK. 907-458-8255. Hockey Week, it's coming up this Friday. It's a celebration. It's who we are. We are a hockey town. Make no difference about it. Our sport in Fairbanks is hockey. We have other great ones too. Basketball, baseball, football. But when it comes down to it, we're a hockey town. I have a feeling you're going to watch some entertainment coming up. in regards to the need for a special election. Well, some people say we still need the special election in April. Maybe they'll say we can reserve that $12 million for the next year. Pay $10 million this year, and we have the $12 million next year. Maybe that's a strategy that some will use. Or we have the money to take care of this year right now. Let's look at next year's budget. The borough budget starts going in April. So this will be Mayor Ward's final budget. He's good at the budget. Will there need to be a increase in taxes to pay for the school issues? Will there be a need to increase taxes to pay for that very onerous teacher's contract? And that's what happened. Now remember, it was known, April Smith, Melissa Burnett, Maggie Matheson, they voted against the contract. And they said, this is your choice. We're increasing these salaries for teachers, which we can't afford. And if we do, we got to shut down two schools. And guess what happened? And then guess what happened? So for some of the school board members to say they didn't see this coming or they're not prepared for this, this is what you did. This is what you purposely did. You know, when you're looking at a budget, you're just not looking at this year's budget. You're looking at everything you're doing in this budget that affects 2 to 4 years down the line, every contract. And you started out with a small increase, and then boom, 2 years of large increases. And then they looked at, then the union looked at going on strike right when the count in October, the school count was going to be there, which is the state funding mechanism on the BSA. So look at this. And how'd you get here? It has been sad, to tell you the truth. But my personal thought, there's no need for a special election now. You have the money to take care of it this year. You can have both the school board and the borough assembly start looking at their budgets and figuring out what they can do and what they can not do and what they don't have to do. And it can be addressed in their budgets. They're looking at budgets right now for the school board, slashing. They're starting to put together their budget at the borough assembly for April as their school year starts on a fiscal year, not an annual year like the city of Fairbanks does. So there's time to work this out in a way that should not need a tax increase or going through the tax cap, as we can say. The tax cap, it keeps politicians, such as myself, in with fiscal constraints, very well needed. We're allowed to increase it by the CPI index out of Anchorage, your tax revenue collection. You're allowed to take into account any lawsuits you have, any new construction that's put on your books for taxation, you know, your growth, things like that. And you can take that and say, okay, we can start projecting over 2 to 3 years where we're going to be. And these are our union contracts coming in, and there are other costs. So that's what I do. That's how I do it. And for me, it works. For the school board, it didn't work. You know, you're going over to the borough assembly and to the Juno to get more money to pay for, basically, as you've been told, your new school contract for the union. Well, anyway, at least we know what it is. What the heck? So, hopefully, when the borough assembly meets, cooler heads will prevail and realize that prior to putting out a tax on everyone, you have different options. And if you do it adroitly and appropriately, you don't have to have an election, a special election, to bust through the tax cap. If you know what you're doing, if you have good leadership. Sounds like Mayor Ward will give a little good leadership in regards to this. He's the one who said, hey, guess what? We did our audits, came through this. Yeah. So, politics. How much fun can you have? Now, you know, 50%. If you're a school board member, if you're an assembly member, if you're a city council member, I'd say 70% of your work is the budget. I mean, it's you know, the staff puts together their budget, then it goes like to me, then it comes to a mayor or Mayor Ward, and then he takes a look at the budget and adjusts it up, down, increases, decreases, goes through everything. Gives a budget that has a nice reserve in it in case anything comes up, because you're going to have other contracts that come up, union contracts, other things that comes up like that. If you do it right, you're going to have that reserve there. Hey, I've been there when we had a $100 reserve given to a city council, and that was not fun. But we went through it and were able to get a $400,000 reserve. So we were able to do that. School board, make some tough choices. Borough assembly, make some tough choices. If both of you do that, look for something from the state of Alaska. You know, you had a school appropriation cut in half by the governor because of what the legislature did with his desire to have a higher dividend. So this is how this car crash happened. All these are all different parts. Remember, you know, they say that a airplane doesn't crash because of one item. This didn't crash because of one item. The budget that they had last year at the assembly, they cut it down, they pared it back, so it can only grow by so much. You can only add so much to it by statute because they cut it back, which is fine. So anyway, a plane doesn't crash for one reason. This calamity with the school district didn't happen for just one reason, and remember that. Anyway, Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-8255, 907-458-TALK. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Ready to fix a great career for yourself? How'd you like to work in a fun and positive environment? Expressway Auto in North Pole is now expanding and is currently accepting positions for automotive and diesel technicians. Applicants should have at least 1 year of experience as well as the skills, knowledge, and attitude to excel. Additional certifications are a plus and can increase your earning power. Applications can be dropped off at Expressway Auto on the Richardson Highway in North Pole, or to schedule an interview, call 888-659-0631. Expressway Auto is an equal opportunity employer.
You may have a very busy day planned today. I, on the other hand, have but one task, and I do it every day of the year. As your septic tank and your friend, please remember that while you're out doing your work, that I, your friend, your septic tank, am doing mine. buried in your yard. Please have Big Wood Pumping and Thawing pump me out once a year. It keeps me regular. I promise to last much longer and serve you much better.
KFAR Weather.
Mainly cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 20. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 15. Daytime highs approaching 31. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM,
and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back in the studio here by myself. So if you want to talk about anything, give us a call, 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. How about that weather report? That was a wonderful weather report. You know, the next 5 to 7 days, it's going to be from 10 to 35 above. Be careful driving. That means it's going to be slick. Please be careful. Use caution. Don't slam on the brakes. Tap on the brakes. The city of Fairbanks, we are out sanding. We don't just say, oh, it's not 40 below anymore. It's not snowing. We're out sanding roundabouts, corners, intersections, streets, and putting down gravel too. That way you have traction. What the heck? Hey, Hockey Week is coming up on Wednesday. I'm going to have the people who put together Hockey Week in the studio with me here. Randy Zarke, you know, he's such a fine person, fine special person. He brings in great talent from people who have written books, and he's done so many forwards to books, and he's helped people publish so many books. You know, he's also probably in the Trappers Hall of Fame. He's put together the Hockey Hall of Fame. He's local here. He's top shelf local. He really is. And so he's going to be in here with his crew on Wednesday, and it's always great. It's always great. What was your favorite Super Bowl food? Do you have one? Did you have one? My wings were not the best. They had other great things there. My buddy Doug, he did this pork butt, so we had these incredible tacos. Just incredible. And, man, just soft, moist, delicious, and great by the half dozen. Who overate? If in your business, who didn't show up today? Where you work, who didn't show up today? Who had too much Super Bowl influence? Today's, you know, usually about 15 to 20% of the working population has a day off today for whatever reason. For whatever reason. And well deserved. You know, the Super Bowl, it gets bigger worldwide in the nation every year. The betting now, the sportsbook betting that the NFL has endorsed is, they have 5 years of projected double-digit percentage growth on just the Super Bowl itself. And I think it was like a $60 billion were bet up from 16 the year before. One guy bet $1 million at one location on the game. Don't know if he won or lost, but he does it every year. And but I don't gamble. Were you involved in a board or two? What the heck? And I'm sure it was only, you know, for practice, for demonstration purposes only. Yeah. And those are prevalent. That happens. The Super Bowl is not a holiday, but it is a holiday. It is a holiday. It's over. Our season's over. You know, we're a football nation. We're a hockey town and a football nation. That's for sure. I don't think there's any one-day event in the world, except for maybe the final World Cup hockey soccer game that gets the airing that our Super Bowl does. And our Super Bowl growing worldwide. I mean, its brand is growing worldwide. So what the heck? Here we go. So Wednesday, Valentine's Day. You better get your, guys, this is to you. If you would have heard my Fairbanks Foodie Show on Saturday, it was all about helping you, letting you know what you can do and where you can go. Some of the restaurant choices I had, Giraldo's, great location. Salty's, great location. The Pump House, the Turtle Club. I tried to get reservations for the library a week in advance, already booked up. You know, if you can get into LaBelle's, great. You know, out in North Pole, you have the Elf's Den. They got a very nice restaurant out there. Pike's Landing, they have very nice quality food services out there. So there's some locations for you, but that 6 to 8 o'clock time frame is probably already booked. So if you're too late and you have to cook something for your loved one, your spouse, your Valentine, this was the advice that I gave that you didn't hear Saturday. Go over to Costco. Get the rack of lamb. It's like 6 or 8 to the package there. Perfect size for two people. Set your oven at 400 degrees. Put it on the top third rack. You're going to take thyme, rosemary, granulated garlic, maybe a little bit of oregano, and some onion powder. Those are your spices. You know, not a heavy spice. Light spices of each one of those, and that'll be perfect. Put it in there at 400 degrees, and put it in there if you have a thermostat. Put in the meat, because you're going to pull it out at about 128. 400 degrees, 40 minutes, if you don't have a thermometer. Pull it out, let it rest for 8 to 10 minutes with aluminum foil over it. That gets the juices redistributed. Cut them into individual servings. You know, you have 8 on there. 4 per plate. This is just for two people now. This is just for two people. Aside your sides, go get some angel hair pasta. This cooks fast. Boil it. Just get it to just a little bit past al dente, not completely wilted, just a little bit past al dente. And have some olive oil heated up. Throw some garlic in there. Saute the garlic for about 1.5 minutes in the sizzling olive oil. And you're probably going to need want 1/4 pound of your angel hair pasta. And you're going to want 1/3 cup of extra virgin olive oil, 2 crushed up garlics, put them in there, have the olive oil absorb into the final portion of the angel hair pasta. You're going to take your meat. You're going to take your lamb chops and form a half moon with this one on top of the other, you know, sort of like one on the other, one on the other, one on the other, one on the other, forming a half moon. Then in that half moon, you're going to put your angel hair pasta. Now you're going to need something else to make this look right. And always, such as sautéed mushrooms do well. That's on the other third of a plate. So saute up some mushrooms. Just use butter, a little bit of oregano. Let the mushrooms speak for themselves. If you want a salad or an appetizer, go to Fred Meyer's. Get their, already cooked shrimp. And that's a very good appetizer there with some cocktail sauce. If you're going to want a dessert, go to Fred Meyer's frozen food section, desserts, get the tiramisu, have a nice bottle of champagne or a nice Pinot Gris, and you're good to go. Your total cooking time, your prep time's about, with everything's about 10 minutes, and your cooking time, not including what you're working with, your lamb chops, is about another 15 minutes. You know, how long does it take to boil water? It's an easy, quick meal. Lots of wonderful, fun discussion. You're not going to make something big and bloated that you're going to go take a nap after dinner. And that's my recommendations. The restaurants or the do-it-yourself. You better go out and get some flowers, too. And do it right and get some candy. And, hey, you heard it here on how to do it. And that was my show on Saturday. You know, that Fairbanks Foodie Show, it's a fun one. I get to use creativity. You look at specific dates, and we had both the Super Bowl and Valentine's Day coming up. So I wrote a 15-page script for it. 15 pages, that's right. Took me about an hour and a half, 2 hours. 15-page script for it. And, you know, when I'm done with the Fairbanks Foodie Show, depending what I do, I always feel good. You know, it's on this show, you're interviewing guests. It's not as formalized in preparation. That Fairbanks Foodie Show, it's more formalized in preparation and presentation, because you're talking about food on the air. You're not showing anything. So it takes a little bit more. But what the heck. They have a great lineup for you on KFAR on Saturdays. Health Talk, The Buzz, Compo's Outdoor Show, The Maynard's Real Estate Show, Fairbanks Foodies, Explore Fairbanks. They have, it's a great day for local radio here. Starts about 10 a.m., ends about 2 p.m., and it's all Fairbanks talent. It is all Fairbanks talent. And Fairbanks is a pretty talented town here, so what the heck. Well, hey, we're coming into our last minute. How'd I do? No guest? Winging it? What the heck? You know, I've been doing this now. I'm in my eighth year. I started my eighth year of doing this. And if I didn't have a guest for my first 2 years, I would have had a conniption. But now, after a few years of doing it, you get more confident. You get more comfortable. You know it'll work. You know what to bring up. You know how to talk through 45 minutes of just by yourself on the air with one phone call. And thank you for that phone call, that one gentleman. And like he said, you know, he no issues yet with the Orhal. See what happens. You know, it's short term, midterm, and long term. See what happens. And guess what? For it to be right, it has to work long term. Safety, long term. Otherwise, Fairbanks suffers. And will it be longer than 5 years? You know, they say it's 5 years. My thought would be, yeah. You know, they're showing a regional way to process ore. So maybe they start getting shipments from up north down to it. So anyway, Fairbanks, that is our show. You have a great day. I will see you tomorrow.